Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so you can improve your conversational skills, business English skills, and we look at grammar, phrasal verbs, expressions, idiomatic expressions, everything connected with the language, including pronunciation. But we're going to look at in this particular podcast are body parts. Well, we're not actually going to look at the body parts, we're going to talk about them and look at idiomatic expressions connected to body parts. So those of you who might be feeling a little bit squeamish, you can look away now. Well, that's what they say on all the thrillers and all the good movies on TV. I don't like watching them myself, but you know, we'll talk about the body parts anyway. And as always, if you find this interesting or it's interesting for a friend or a family member, then just pass on the details. And as always, I'll give you my contact details at the end of the podcast. Okay, so without further ado, as I say, let me get started. So as I said, we're going to look at body parts and look at the particular expressions connected with body parts. So I've got 10 for you, a nice round number, and I'll give the list and then I'll give the individual meanings, and hopefully this will explain them to you. 1. Pain in the neck, or a pain in the neck as we sometimes refer to it. 2. To go belly up. 3. To sit on your hands. 4. To make your blood boil. 5. A no-brainer. 6. To pull someone's leg. 7. Gut feeling. 8. Joined at the hip. 9. Head start. And 10. To find your feet. Okay, so what do they mean? So I'll go through them one by one, give you some examples. 1. A pain in the neck. Well, we use this expression when there's somebody we can't stand, or somebody is annoying us, or somebody is really giving us a difficult time. We say, oh, he's such a pain in the neck. I wish he would just leave me alone. Why do I always have to deal with this particular call? Why can't somebody else take it? He's been a real pain in the neck today. So it might be an expression your wife or the husband might use when you come home from work and there's been a little bit of trouble with the kids. One of them is acting up a little bit. Oh, he's been a real pain in the neck. He wants this, he wants that, he wants this, he wants that. Can you talk to him, please? So it's an expression we use when somebody really is giving us a hard time, or somebody we don't like to talk to, or somebody's just acting up a little bit on a particular day to be a pain in the neck. Okay, good. 2. To go belly up. Well, the belly is a slang word for the stomach. And when something goes belly up, it's not a good feeling, okay? Usually we use this when we're talking about a business, okay? So if a business gets into financial difficulty, cash flow problems, whatever it might be, it might go belly up, as in go bust or go bankrupt, go into liquidation, whatever the terminology is, depending on the particular country that you're living in. But to go belly up means it's going to run out of money and the company is going to crash or die. So his business got into difficulty and it went belly up very quickly. Or I think it's going to go belly up if he doesn't get some investors soon. So we can use it in that context to express our concerns as to what has or might or will happen to that particular company. He might go belly up himself if he goes bankrupt, so individuals can go bankrupt, of course, and somebody might say, oh, everything's gone belly up, meaning everything has fallen apart, he's got financial problems at the bank, he's got no job, whatever it might be, and so it's gone belly up. So not a good expression, not a good feeling, and you have to be very sympathetic for people in that situation. 3, to sit on your hands. Well, when you sit on your hands, you keep them warm, or you also keep them from getting involved. So if you sit on your hands, you can't use them in any sense of the word. You can't gesticulate, you can't use body language. So when somebody sits on their hands, it means they're not going to get involved. They're going to stay out of it, yeah? No, I'm not getting involved. I'm just going to sit on my hands and just let the world go by, yeah? So you'll, whatever the problem is, the argument between two friends, difficult situations, he's sitting on his hands, okay? Or somebody can be sitting on their hands when you're expecting a deal to progress, but you've heard nothing from the opposition, or you've heard nothing from your customer, and you're waiting for something to happen, and you said, well, I think he's just sitting on his hands. He's waiting for us to come back with a better offer, or he's waiting for us to give him some payment. Whatever the excuse is, the deal isn't moving ahead and somebody is sitting on their hands, so everything has come to a standstill, to sit on your hands. To make your blood boil. Well, it takes a lot to get your blood to boil, and in other words, to raise your blood pressure. But certainly when something happens that annoys you or irritates you, then certainly you could say that, oh, that would make your blood boil, or that person would make your blood boil. So when something annoys you or irritates you in such a way that you get really anxious, then you can say it makes your blood boil. So it could be something you read in the newspaper about certain acts by certain people. And when you read it, you think, oh, these people are terrible. Why don't they just leave those poor, unfortunate people alone? So something acting as somebody acting a bully, or problems in certain churches, whatever it might be. Those issues get under your skin. They make your blood boil. They get you annoyed and you get very angry, and you'd like really to deal with those sort of things, okay? So, problems at work can make your blood boil. People in your team not doing what they're supposed to do could make your blood boil. Your boss constantly on your back about this and that and other things will definitely make your blood boil. Politicians not doing what they're supposed to do can make your blood boil. So anything that really gets under your skin, really annoys you, will agitate you and make your blood boil, put your blood pressure up. Number five, a no-brainer. Well, when something is a no-brainer, it means it's very easy, very simple to see the answer, to work out the problem, to make a decision. So if somebody tells you, look, this deal is a real no-brainer, all you have to do is give me 1,000 euro, and in 5 weeks' time, you'll have 3,000 euro. It's a no-brainer. It's absolutely cut glass. It's guaranteed. It's not going to fail. Well, of course it might, but this is your friend trying to sell you a great idea. Or if you've got a contact and he suggests that if you make a few changes to your product or your services, you're going to get a lot of new inquiries and it will help to boost your business. And he will say, look, it's a no-brainer. It's not going to cost you anything. You just have to rewrite the advert you had, make a few little tweaks, and just wait for the calls to come. It's a no-brainer. Moving business online during the pandemic is a no-brainer. Shops are closed, businesses are shutting down, but people are at home, and what are they doing? They're sitting on the internet. Move your business online, and guess what? A no-brainer. It's going to work. Number six, to pull someone's leg. Well, this is actually a good thing. So when we are joking with somebody, or when we're trying to get them to believe something that isn't true and we just want to have a good laugh, we are said to be pulling someone's leg. Okay, so when we are pulling someone's leg, we're making a bit of a joke of a situation. So you might set them up by telling them, oh, the boss, the big boss is coming tomorrow. He's going to be walking around the office. There's probably some good news. Maybe it's the bonuses or whatever it might be. So your friend is getting a little bit agitated. Do you really think so? Do you really think so? Yeah. Until you're getting him worked up. He says, oh, I better put on the suit tomorrow and have a shave. And at the end of the day, he said, ah, I was only pulling your leg. So he gets really annoyed, but has a bit of a laugh. So to pull someone's leg is to get them along in a situation that they believe is going to happen, and then at their expense you have a bit of a laugh. Nothing serious, but just to pull their leg. Next, number seven, a gut feeling. When we have a gut feeling, and gut is another slang word for the stomach area, when we have a gut feeling, we say, I can feel it in my guts. This is just not going to work out. There's something about this deal that I don't like. So when we get a gut feeling about something, we can't put our finger on it. There's no reasonable explanation except we just don't feel comfortable about it. So we say, look, I have a gut feeling here that this isn't going to work. I think we need either to pull out, or we need to ask some more questions, or at very least we need to delay and let's have another look at this seriously, because there's something about it I don't like. So a gut feeling, something that tells you, a little message going off in your head that you need to look at this again in more detail. to have a gut feeling. Number 8, to be joined at the hip. Well, the hip bone is the on the left and on the right. And when people are joined at the hip, it means they are very, very close. They're probably not family members. They're probably two really good friends. They've grown up together. They've been to school together. They've been to university together. They still hang around together. And you say, oh, those two guys, they're joined at the hip. Every time you see one, you see the other. When you see the other, you see the first one. Okay, they play sport together. They work together. They even go out with sisters. They're joined at the hip. So very close, good relationship, really like brothers, even better. To be joined at the hip. Number 9, a head start. When we get a head start, it means we have an advantage over somebody else. Our head on top of our body. If we have a head start, it means we are ahead of the pack. Okay? If you ever watch an athletics race, and if it's a really close race, somebody might just squeeze over the line by a head, or he gets his nose in front, as they say, so he's got a head start. So to have a head start is to have an advantage or to gain an advantage over somebody else. So if you're talking from a business perspective and you have the inside track, as they say, in terms of extra or additional information that your competitors don't have, well, that might give you a head start trying to get a new account. So somebody knows one of the key managers in this client that you're trying to attract, and he might be able to get some information or has already received information that gives you that crucial head start. So you've got an advantage over your competitors, and you can use that to your advantage, and hopefully you gain the account. So to have or get a head start. And then finally, to find your feet. Well, you find your feet by looking at the bottom of your legs or something like that. But to find your feet means to get used to something after a little uncertainty. Okay, so you start a new job, you join a new school, you join a new sports club. It takes a little bit of time to get used to the people, time to get used to the new location, time to get used to the new ideas and new work that you have to do. So you might say to somebody, well, look, once I find my feet, everything will be perfect. It'll take me a few days or a few weeks to find my feet, but once I do that, I'll be up and running and everything will be tickety-boo. Everything will be okay. Okay, so to find your feet means to eventually, after a period of settling in, find out exactly what you're to do, and then off you go, and there's no holding you back. To find your feet. Okay, so there's my podcast in relation to body parts, so not so gruesome after all. It's not really a horror movie, but hopefully you've enjoyed it. And let me just run through them one more time. 1, pain in the neck. 2, to go belly up. 3, to sit on your hands. 4, to make your blood boil. 5, a no-brainer. 6, to pull someone's leg. 7, a gut feeling. 8, joined at the hip. 9, head start. 10, to find your feet. Okay, so you try using those and try to practice them, okay? As I've said before, if you find somebody else that might be interested in them, pass on the details. And as always, if you want to contact me, well, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to take your suggestions. Okay, as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.